Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Put your hands up. Oh, we almost get to the hook.
No hook. Oh. So, occasionally, I make the call. Oscar, I make the call occasionally. No hook.
I love when you just say no hook.
No hook. And she's down.
What would Bergeron say?
And she's down. That wrist looks problematic on Dancing with the Stars.
What I'm saying is this. Nobody has ever finished a fruitcake and said, God, I'm glad that's over. They always say, I wish I had another one. Always, always.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
A very big day on the Mike O'Mara Show, and much thanks to Jim Amato for really, and Stephen Douglas McIntyre for really rallying the troops to get these fruitcakes over the weekend.
Right.
And I'm really, really grateful to not only all the people that have purchased fruitcakes to support the show, but to people like Jim and Steve. And all of our P1s out there, if I'm not naming you, it's not because I don't love you, but I truly, truly appreciate all the extra effort that goes in. You know, in the case of Jim, putting up a link there and talking about it, you know, Jim, I don't mention it enough, and I want to stop the show for a second here and just tell you how much all of your amazing effort means to the show. It's really, really grateful. I'm grateful that you do this out of the goodness of your heart, and that you put it up there, and thank you. Just a really, really terrific guy for doing this. And I read it yesterday, and I said, where would we be without people like this? We'd be screwed, because we certainly don't do shit. We don't.
Well, that's a little hostile.
I mean, we sit there, there's nothing in anybody's page, mine, Oscar's, or Rob's. The last weekend we're selling fruitcakes, and I look over to my family, I say, thank God we have people that literally care so much that they promote.
You are absolutely
like
right.
100%.
100%. Thank you to Jim Amato.
You know what? Really, really
not
stunning.
So much SDM.
And
you don't have to deal with them the way we deal with them.
Yeah, gratitude is not a pie. It's not. It doesn't need to be divided.
Don't we all have to take pause?
Yes.
The three of us.
We will.
Take this for granted.
He makes sure that he knows we know.
Well, no. Who? Stephen Douglas McIntyre?
Yes, I love the man.
All right, let's stop with Stephen.
Okay.
And I'm trying to make this a positive. And the only negative I want to talk about is us.
Oh, of course.
Yes. We don't.
Three negatives make a positive.
We get so much from our listening audience. And we need to acknowledge it more.
Agreed.
And even with Steven, who is back in the fold and probably getting excited about Las
SDM,
Vegas.
Yeah.
I would think.
I'm delighted that he's back, even though we've had our moments with him. And look, these people that do this, do they come sometimes, you know, overstep a little bit? Yeah, that comes with the territory.
Right.
But, you know, this weekend, my kid gets a package from Paulie. That's got the Kiss Pez set in it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That's
cracked us up.
Paulie has your home address.
Meanwhile, we sit over here and go, la, la, la. And I look on our pages, and you're not on Facebook, but Rob and I are.
Yes.
And you know, and there's nothing at all. And this is our job.
What did you guys post about this weekend?
I didn't. I think I posted about White Claw Seltzer yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I think that may have been my only post all
week.
What
about you, Rob?
I posted about Oktoberfest. So both of our were alcohol fueled posts.
Maybe that's the route. Let's go dry in October.
Okay, that's a good plan.
You know, it might not. It might not hurt. You know?
We would be less funny. We would be less funny.
Don't we? We are so lucky.
Yes,
that we have
every day
this core of people that care.
I love them
more. And I'm sorry, I have to say it. Sometimes with the outside, we love doing this show. We care about doing this show. We care about coming in here and giving you a great show. When it comes to outside of it, sometimes we shut the door. And I've done this for my entire career, that when the microphones are turned over, turned off at the end of the week, I shoot home, and I like to de-stress all weekend long, and I do that more than I don't. And sometimes when you realize that the people that really love what we do are out there picking up the slack for us. And Jim Amato, if you don't think I'm aware of that, I am so grateful for you doing that. And I just said, because this is the last day. This is the last day that
today.
We're having our major
today.
Fundraiser. And
today.
He's out there doing it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, look. I would imagine the executive.
Hi, Rob.
I mean, what you say is gospel truth.
Because you want to be quiet because you don't do it. This is your thing, baby.
Speak is gospel truth. And I'm thinking back is that I should have been way on top of this.
Why are we attacking each other? Let's be honest here.
I'm attacking because I want to tell our listeners that I am today publicly in front of everybody in this show recommitting to making this show better, because you got 500 things you do.
Yes,
and I don't know what you do. And I'm out there swinging a golf club. And you know what? Outside of what we do, there's a lot of flatlining going on. And I'd like to keep this show going on for at least another decade. And I mean that sincerely. I would like this show to continue with my name on it and me doing it for another 10 years and get better. And bigger.
I love it.
Smirk and small.
No,
smart, I wouldn't if I were you. I really wouldn't smirk.
Mike, you can.
I am truly.
Your attacks right now make complete sense.
Why are you being so? Why
they
are you
make
being,
complete
why are you
sense.
Smirking?
I wanted
why
to
you
ask you something.
At me?
Do the troop leaders from the Girl Scouts, are they out there with the Girl Scouts?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just saying, as far as the selling,
your analogy doesn't make any sense.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. We are the tip of the spear. Right? We're making the actual baked goods. Are they out actually? The Girl Scouts aren't making the cookies. They're just giving the cookies to sell.
But what's the point of making the cookies if nobody sells them?
And is the cookies the show or are the cookies the fruitcake?
The cookies are the fruitcake.
Okay, I thought the cookies might be the show.
Well, but I think the cookies the show too.
I mean,
because there are certainly, I can't remember one off the top of my head, but there are certainly examples of listeners, wonderful listeners to this program, that are out there promoting something we'll do on the show.
Right.
Whether it's, and that can be anybody at any time. But you know what? It makes a difference. It makes a difference when somebody says, "Oh, you heard that? I didn't listen to that." Then that's a few more people that jump on it, and I think we go la la la. And you know what? This is such a small group of folks relative to other people. It's like nothing I've ever seen, and I cannot believe it's lasted as long as it's lasted. And I do think sometimes. We do a lot of content. We do a lot of content, but at the same time, I think we can do a better job. And, I think certainly it starts with me, and I can certainly do a better job.
Here.
And,
family baking, we'll make sure we get that right and we actually film it correctly this time. We'll make a promo video for the baking.
For what?
For our actual campaign as we grow this brand. You're absolutely right.
Family baking?
Yes, like we should show how we actually bake the fruitcakes. When we go to the kitchen, we make a small film about them, so we use them in marketing for next year. It'll be a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
That's a great idea.
Yes.
I like that.
I think it'll be fun.
When did you come up with that idea?
I just thought about it right now.
There we go. All right.
You start thinking about it. You tell me to think about it.
I'll get right on
Let's
that.
Do it.
How much will that cost me? But anyway, that's
pennies. Pennies, Mike.
That's pennies. Terrific. It'll be pennies to get a film crew in and pay for that. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that it is a true thing to have that. And it's
special
for everybody to know.
Special.
That.
Jim Amato. Thank you.
And Stephen Douglas McIntyre.
I don't go that far.
Come on.
That man.
Be part of it.
If you're on the admin chat for TMOS Fan Club, you get pinged every day. Man, there are questions.
Example,
yesterday.
And I don't do anything that's going to drive him to kind of controversy. Because this started out for me as a compliment.
Yeah, I'm not messing. Look, SDM has been in my life, like it or not, for a long time.
Loves what we do.
The last one was, hey, what do we do with this guy? Oscar's the only guy who's friends with him. And he writes, the guy who wrote something divisive, weird. I'm like, well, he wrote something divisive, boot him. That's all I write.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to ask me. You have the complete trust in my life to do what you need to do.
What I'm hearing is a guy that's on a fan page that hears somebody trashing the show and wants him out.
Yeah.
And asks you if that's cool. Because he's a friend of yours, so he's showing you that respect. So that doesn't...
Wants you to condone it.
That doesn't work for me. No,
that is one of 20 I get a day. 20.
So you have 20 of your friends that...
of just questions and answers. And God bless them for admining. But again, the Girl Scouts sell, the actual troop leaders and the executives bake.
He's back to that Girl Scout thing, and I can't quite grab onto it.
Maybe I don't know the Girl Scouts well enough.
Maybe I didn't do a lot of scouting.
I'm sorry.
Tony is the Thin Mints.
It makes no sense. That made no sense. I think I'm just making an analogy that we are the bakers. It's okay for them to be the sellers, and we do appreciate them. There's nothing wrong with that.
No. We need to be the bakers and the sellers.
And the marketers, and
By the way, the baker is in front of you. I rely on you to be the seller.
Well, my wife bakes.
When you say that, you scare me.
My wife bakes. Shannon bakes.
I don't care about your
Maddie bakes.
Okay? Yes, Pony bakes.
Adrian Garcia bakes.
But the chief baker is right in front of you. I know you don't like to acknowledge
Eric Stuzinski.
But he's right there. There's bakes. The baker. Mm-hmm. There's the baker. The seller is right here. That's
you
the,
or
the
me?
Me.
You.
Oh, me. Me.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, look, we got the baker. We got the guy that is the sales manager.
Yes.
And then we've got the seller in charge.
Okay,
that's me.
Okay,
because when we sell stuff, I talk about it
so
probably more
than anybody
else.
So who are we yelling at?
I'm acknowledging that without people like Jim Amato, we would not have had a last second push on the weekend because we don't have anything out there.
We have.
Because we don't. We take it for granted that all of this sometimes just happens by itself, and it doesn't. So when I saw that, I went, thank God, because I hadn't thought about it, and I don't think you guys had thought about it. And it was, it was something that I think probably helped a great deal. You would know better than I checked the numbers
every week with Pony.
So you take a look at the weekend and see, because I think it probably did. A lot of other people I noticed saying, hey, I did it after that post.
I talked to Pony about it yesterday. Speaking of caring, and he was absolutely right. It did move the meter.
Are you getting a little defensive?
No, not at all. Every Sunday.
Speaking of caring, was a little.
Every Sunday, I talk to Pony about everything that has to do with the business of this show, whether it's a schedule for sales or if we're doing well with fruitcakes, how are we compared to last year. And
hey, Pony.
He does it begrudgingly.
What's that like? Getting a call every Sunday. Yeah. I'd like to get one. I'd love to get one. I'd love to get a call.
On a Sunday?
We could loop you into the call.
I'd love to.
Okay. Done deal.
Love to.
Done deal. Pony.
What time did you do the call yesterday?
1 PM yesterday. Depends on his schedule whenever he's doing it. So
can you do it at 12:45?
That's fine.
Before kickoff.
Kickoff.
Yeah. Wherever Pony Tango is here. He literally, I get a text that says, are you ready?
Let me
ask
Pony. Pony, didn't those posts move the meter? I would almost guarantee they would.
This
all right,
man.
So this is it. This is the last day. And so if
15
we sound,
hours, Mike.
If we sound stressed, I don't think we sound stressed. If we sound
concerned,
like urgent.
It's
because today at midnight is the last day. And Oscar is practically coming out of his blue jacket in a defensive crouch here. So just be aware of the fact that, I'm really, really excited about this being a special day. To sell fruitcake.
Sell it.
Big day.
Buy it for a friend.
Yes.
It's super easy.
And always double up, folks.
And the countdown clock will tell you, hey, you got a couple hours left.
That's right.
A couple hours.
As Rob said, double up.
Double up.
Double
Rob,
up.
Rob's ability to sell when he was born, all the chromosomes and the genes and everything that came up to being a human being, there's this one that says sell in there, sell product.
Yes.
It didn't get in. You try. You try so hard, but you don't. Now, do you make a fruitcake? Are you one of the funniest human beings I've ever seen? Yes. But as far, and you're good at negotiating with like cable companies, but as far as the sell,
we have a different deal, I think, you and I, because I'm more of a one-on-one sales guy.
Right.
And you're a mass communicator. You are.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why, you know, we've been in the business of mass communication.
He did get the price of boxes down by a few cents.
There you go.
He did do that.
Did you talk to a guy one-on-one for
that? I did. Phoned. Spoke. That's the way to do it sometimes. Sometimes, but maybe not when selling fruitcakes. But what I'm saying is this. Nobody has ever finished a fruitcake and said, God, I'm glad that's over. They always say, I wish I had another one. Always, always say that. You must double up.
I ate, I wonder, Carla, if it's still in the freezer. Dirk sent me his second fruitcake for our 10th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
In dry ice?
Under the influence of a little, I guarantee it was under the influence of alcohol. I knew this was for Carla because I knew how Carla felt. I came home. She was at her mother's. I'd been out with the boys having a few beers, and I came in and I was searching. And suddenly I saw it wrapped in the freezer and three quarters of it. And the only thing keeping me from not finishing the final quarter of the fruitcake was knowing that if Carla came home the following day and saw that all of it was gone or asked me, I would be physically disciplined. I would be wounded in some way. She would hurt me somehow.
See, bodily damage because Dirk did not double up. Don't put yourself in that situation. Yes. Double up. Buy two. Buy four.
Your fruitcake, and I'm going to say one last thing, and I know you're tired of it, but by the way, folks, at midnight, it's over.
Yeah. Over.
That's fine. Yeah. You don't hear. This is our big fall rant.
Oh, and midnight
Eastern.
I'm going
to tell you a few things.
Eastern.
You will never, ever, ever, and I mean this, you will never, ever wrap your tonsils around that type of confection. This was born out of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara talking about how much we hated fruitcake.
Exactly.
And Rob from the back of the studio said, you've never had mine.
Never had mine.
You never had mine. And then it became this thing.
Right.
And then I think that was born out of that. Well, I said, bring some in. And you brought them in, right?
Right.
And it was born out of that. There's not... The mouthfeel, the flavor of this fruitcake. I know you're thinking of it as supporting the show.
That's true.
But I've got to tell you,
but it's Christmas in your mouth too.
This is not like anything you've ever tasted. This is like if you like Ben and Jerry's ice cream compared to Breyers.
Ooh, okay, this is valid. Ooh. Yeah,
you got a Breyers. You like Breyers?
No, it's run of the mill. I like Ben and Jerry's.
Okay. Right.
I love Ben and Jerry's.
I'm talking about the stuff that's in the ice cream.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm on. That's the difference. Okay. A fruitcake you get at the grocery store.
Right.
In that little bundt cake circle that they sell.
A Claxton,
is going to taste like cake. This does not taste like cake. This doesn't taste like anything you've ever had. This is like a Christmas party in your mouth.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm telling the truth. I feel so strongly about that. When we came up with this incredible promotion to sell fruitcakes, we knew we had the product. And I tell you, they are the best you will ever eat. And I know you're saying, well, why are you starting with a commercial? I'm starting with a commercial because after Jim Amato's post over the weekend, I felt I had to come in here and give the proper amount of time to selling these sincerely. And by the way, there's a Fruitcake Futures commercial, which we have in the front. Can I move it to the back?
If you like, absolutely.
Can I move it to the back of the show? Thank you very much.
You're going to hear a few fruitcake promos today as well.
To the left.
Yeah.
To the right.
Well, up and down, back and forth.
Maybe you put another one in there. I don't know. But, you know, you can.
No, I think we need to sort of drill this in today. Today is the day.
Well, I'm certainly. You think so? You think you're telling me that? Is that what you're saying? All right. So here's the thing. They're great. And if you don't get one, you're missing
it. We should start promoting it today.
Promoting?
The fruitcakes. As it's the last day.
That's exactly right.
You see, Mike, the Girl Scouts, they don't sell the fruitcake.
Somebody who's a Girl Scout knows what I'm talking about.
That's right. I thought they had something to do with brownies.
I don't know how that
works
out.
I don't know how that works out either.
What about a Weeblo?
I do not want to offend anybody associated with having their children in a scouting program.
Okay.
But Carla specifically asked me, and I had an answer regarding my feelings about scouting, which really probably couldn't be shared even on this show.
Mm, yeah.
That I just thought that there are some statistics that I've read about that I'm not fond of out there in scouting. And to me, scouting was always Why scouting when there are perfectly good sports out there for a child to be involved in?
You know, Robert was a scout.
By the way,
for
he
about...
wants to get back into hockey. He took a break from hockey, wants to get back into hockey. Diving back in.
All right. Robert was a scout for about 6 or 7 weeks, and I'll just say this. Both he and I were uncomfortable with the organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your discomfort level based on the meetings, or what exactly was it?
It was just, it seemed so totally disorganized for something that should have been based in total organization. The whole thing is about proceeding up a ladder and getting merit badges and being rewarded for things you do. They couldn't put together the little Pinewood Derby race. You know, where you make the little car?
Yeah.
The whole thing was a disaster. And I said, if they can't do this, there's no way we're going camping. Forget it. And Robert said, you know, Dad, it's not very fun. I said, we're out. But he looked very cute in the uniform.
You know who would have helped that scout troop?
Who?
Jim Amato.
That's true.
Okay, we can start.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Many presents have been coming for your birthday.
German has the only presents I want. Guns.
But I think you would like your other presents, too. I have put many beautiful piñatas in the storeroom, each of them filled with little surprises.
Many piñatas?
Oh, yes, many!
Would you say I have a plethora of piñatas?
A what?
A plethora.
Oh, yes. You have a plethora.
Jefe, what is a plethora?
Why, guapo?
Well, you told me I have a plethora, and I just would like to know if you know what a plethora is. I would not like to think that a person would tell someone he has a plethora and find out that that person has no idea what it means to have a plethora.
Forgive me, El Guapo. I know that I, Jefe, do not have your superior intellect and education. But could it be that once again, you are angry at something else and are looking to take it out on me?
Like what, Jefe?
Could it be because you are turning 40 today?
No.
Could it be because Carmen chooses to sleep in her cell instead of with you? Why don't you just take her? When you want cattle, you take the cattle. When you want food, you take the food. When you want a woman, you just take the woman.
You do not understand women. You cannot force open the petals of a flower. When the flower is ready, it opens itself up to you.
When do you think Carmen will open up her flower to you?
Tonight, or I will kill her.
This is Wade Byer, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
Hello, hello. Happy Monday. The Mike O'Mara Show on the air right now. And as I mentioned before, in all seriousness about our listeners, we love you guys and thank you for keeping this engine running. We are delighted to have you with us on the Mike O'Mara Show from the Podcast Village Studios in Washington, D.C. Happy to have you here all the way from Concrete, Washington to Gilbert, Minnesota. Tigard, Oregon?
I believe so, yeah. I believe so.
It's not Tigger.
Tigard. The most wonderful thing about Tiggers. The Tiggers are wonderful things.
Dalton, Massachusetts, Lincoln, Nebraska, Copenhagen, Denmark. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Zazzle. All right, let me tell you what I did with Zazzle. Zazzle lets you customize anything and everything.
Right.
Like the new personalized golf balls I've been handing out on the course. You might ask, well, what kind of golf balls?
All right. Yeah.
Especially with all the news lately, I decided that it would be funny to take the most rabid Trumpers at my my Cocoonville Central gathering place and hand them sleeves of 3 golf balls with the Commander-in-Chief's picture on them.
Trump and, golf balls.
The current,
as I
the
said, when I got them from Zazzle.com, it's Zazzle. It's the only place you need to customize anything. And I believe they came. I think I was online at Zazzle.com. And by the way, if you want to go, it's Azzle.com/TMOS. And I picked out the Commander-in-Chief's face. Nothing else, no slogan, just his head. Just his head on the golf ball. And this was the quote I said to one of my mates. It's a true story. When I had two of these sleeves of golf balls, and I was getting ready, and they were coming in from playing golf, and I was waiting for them with these golf balls, I said, get ready for childlike delight. And then and it delivered. It's exactly what it did. You can customize anything. It's not just golf balls. Go to Zazzle.com, choose from hundreds of products, customize it, and you're done. They make unique, easy. Use Zazzle for wedding and party planning. They have the best save the date cards, invitations, banners, decorations, everything. And for gift giving, Zazzle rocks. The holidays are coming up, and you can get customized gifts for everyone on your list. And by the way,
people
it's
love
not
it.
Just Trump, the Trump team. It's the other team, too. Sure. Customized designs from popular brands like Disney, Harry Potter, Sesame Street that you will not be able to find at any store. The Today Show, Good Morning America, and most importantly, yours truly. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. We'll tell you that you will not be able to find these in any store. You'll love it. We all love Zazzle. You will, too. Go to Zazzle.com/TMOS and receive 20% off site-wide now through December 31st. That's Zazzle.com/TMOS for 20% off site-wide. Remember, Zazzle.com/TMOS. One of the guys that I gave the Trump golf balls to, like this huge toothy grin on his face. And then later on, he was sitting like in the corner. We were all at the bar, and he was sitting over the corner, and he was kind of looking at it like... all happy.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
They have everything there. It's a huge site. It's so great.
It was real special. This weekend, I'm going to preface what I'm going to tell you right now by saying this is not necessarily a slap nuts funny story as much as this is, I believe, an exercise in behavior that I subject my to.
All right.
That I will open myself up to opinions because this is a kind of an ethical dilemma that we experience. Rob, we don't need the sound for a good long time.
All right, I'll just double. I like
standing
when you
by, and I will cue you on the sound.
I love when you examine ethics, and I think it's a great way to get inside the heads of all of us. And it's something we've done before.
Dilemma.
Yeah. Okay.
Ethical dilemma. I think it's easy. Let me just say I haven't lost sleep over it, but. It concerns behavior in a store by my family. All right, let me start.
Okay.
All right, so we go out on a Saturday, and we're having the family BBQ on Sunday, and so we got to get some supplies. So we head out, and we go to the big box store, where now we don't purchase any of the finer cuts of meat anymore. We simply look for what is known as the flank steak. And, you know, because it's Costco, they have really good prices on the flank steak. Carla marinates it. It's like carne asada.
That's what I thought flank steak was.
Pretty much, yeah.
Exactly what it is. And it's, look, I now, it really, in a pinch, I might prefer that to any other steak. I just love it.
Rube. Is that low rent steak?
It's definitely less expensive steak. Yeah, it's
but you know what?
Much less expensive by a tremendous amount.
But it opens itself up for interpretation and preparation. Like you said, the marinade. You give that a day soaking, and like your carne asada, it's delicious.
Oh, my God. Oh, I thought flank steak was like top-tier steak.
No,
this is what your folks have been telling you.
Yeah, but way back when, seriously, when I think of my experience with flank steak, having it a million years ago when I went to that barbecue at your house, and you'd had it marinated. Yeah. I think your mom marinated it, and it was just... I mean, I like that it's a chewier texture. Like it, but that's what we're. And Costco's got a couple of giant slabs for about $25.
Perfect,
and that's the key to me. So that's the mission that we're on. Yes, okay. You were going to say something about the.
So just because I only learned I think from the show what a New York strip was. Like I didn't
super expensive.
Yeah, but I didn't know what it was because in my growing up, it's not because my parents. They always just say carne asada. That's all it was, right?
And it's always been a less expensive cut because I think it's more available and there's more of it and you get it.
Whereas the filet
is the most expensive.
A little tougher. And so when it's often served, it'll be cut against the grain in smaller pieces, whereas a steak will be served usually in one piece.
What about a T-bone compared to a New York strip?
Well, half of a T-bone is a strip.
Or a quarter house, which is also half of a T-bone and half, I mean, half of a strip and half of a filet.
The smaller side of the T.
Hey, what's the difference? Because I don't know this. Maybe you do. What's the difference between a porterhouse and a T-bone?
I believe the porterhouse is
thicker,
preferred and closer in, I believe. Right. Let me bring it up. Okay. Let me see what I can find out.
Is it softer?
It has to do with, the filet is softer, actually.
That's more tender.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of tenderness. That's what it is.
I'm sorry, we are not doing the news.
And now it's time for news you may not
need. I'm sorry about that.
So we're there. That's the reason we're off to the...
Okay.
And we go, we have a little lunch at that Asian chain restaurant, PFU.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I think we had been about probably 7 years since I've been in. Now I know why. So anyway,
every
so we
7 years
go in there.
Is about right for that place.
Yeah, that's exactly right for it. You know,
not a lot has changed there.
No, it's just they talk about being everything from scratch, but it was like
a rabbit and lettuce.
Yeah, thank you. So we go off to the Costco. Now, as we go to the Costco, they have the food samples, and it's post lunch. I have no desire for
This just in: the T-bone and the porterhouse are steaks of beef cut from the short loin. Both steaks include a T-shaped bone. Porterhouse steaks are cut from the rear end of the short loin and include more tenderloin steak along with a larger strip steak. So yes, the porterhouse is further away, so therefore bigger.
They say we have a special on the porterhouse.
Mm-hmm.
This completely makes sense.
Porterhouse is a filet and a strip.
Yes.
So you get, it's like, I don't know whether I want a strip steak or a filet mignon. You get both when you get a porterhouse. And a lot of restaurants, the big like steakhouses, will make it for two.
Yes, exactly.
And then they slice it for you. It's really
that good. Sounds fantastic. Right,
but that doesn't mean you can't eat it by yourself.
No.
If you want to try, sure.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning. I want a steak. There's leftover flank steak. I'm going to grab it. Anyway, so we're in the Costco, and it's Saturday afternoon. It is
good time to go, Mike.
It's badass. I said that to Carla. She said, no, it's not season. I said, it doesn't have to be season.
Oh, it's not
anymore.
Seasonal.
People are like going out of their minds. It's Costco. So we're walking. We go in, and we come in. I have to go winky tink. So that moves us to the right side of the store. And then we start going kind of up the down staircase. Because if you go into Costco, you make a little box and you go to the right, around to the left, and then come down the other side. And we're going up the down staircase, which really is like walking against the zombies in, the Night of the Living
Dead.
And
to get to the men's room, at least in my Costco, do you have to go through the checkout area?
It's way back in the corner.
It doesn't make it easy.
Give them credit. Their design, though, give them credit. They put the pisser, way far away from the products.
It's away from what they call the racetrack.
The racetrack. So we're going up the racetrack right at the beginning.
Oh.
And it's in their samples. And the first sample was Lucky Charms.
New flavor
this,
or
no, nothing, just Lucky Charms in a cup. You know, it's a,
no
it's
milk,
in my, it, but it, huh?
No,
I
milk?
Don't know. I don't think so. It's a 6 year old. No, it's dry in a cup.
Milk's
and my 6 year old
go
goes, Lucky Charms, Dad. I want you. I was like, yeah,
all right,
Lucky Charms. Then the next one up was I think it might have been a Campbell's soup or some sort of Progresso. It was some sort of pre canned soup,
delicious,
and they were serving the soup in the little cup, right? And so my son gets that, and he's sitting in the whole cart. Cart's empty. His ass is right down inside the cart. That's the way he likes to travel. You know, it's like, well, that could result in a head injury, Mike. Yeah, don't send me an email. I get it.
You're fine.
So
you're fine.
He's sitting down, and he puts his soup to the right, and he's digging into his Lucky Charms. And then when he moves the soup, he dollops a little thing of soup on the floor because he tips it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
like any kid would. Yes.
And it drips on the floor. All right. So we're on our way. Didn't think twice about it. And about this time, there's this hen coming down the middle of the going. Seriously, looks like fowl. She looks like a bird. She's coming down. She's probably about 35, 40 years old, something like that. She's got maybe 2-3 kids in tow. I don't know, but she's manic. And she's up and she's going and she's talking. She's going, we have to do some sort of urgency. And then then she comes flying back in the other direction. Now she's going up the down staircase to grab something, and then she goes, and we're slowly because we're going against traffic, moving against the grain.
Right.
And after the second time she comes flying by us, we hear something akin to this sound. Okay.
Oh no!
All right. So we looked at it and Carla says, "Oh my God." And so when I heard it, it played again. When I hear this, I did not realize that someone had taken this particular this lady
bad day at the Cost Company,
a particular tumble. And I turn around and she is on the ground.
Oh, no.
And then we sort of linger by the aisle, and Carla's in this like super. I said, "What? What?" She goes, "That's the place where Michael spilled his soup."
Oh, I no. Said,
"Oh, my God. Do you mean that Michael spilling his soup resulted in the sound that we just heard?" So we go back, and sure enough, I look over where she's now standing up, leaning on, I think it was the tube sock display, and her head is lowered. And then she like seems to be going down into one the good knee, mm-hmm. or whatever. She's like, and then we ducked into the one aisle, came back, and they got three or four of the minions standing around her. This is a major issue.
Yes.
And Carla looks over at me and says, "Do you think we should go back?" And I said, and we're whispering, "Is back? What? To what? To claim responsibility that my kid dropped the soup on the floor that caused the lady?" "Yes." I said, I have no idea whether it's his soup that did that. This is it's Costco. I didn't think a little dollop of soup." Carla said, "Well, she obviously stirred in the soup, and that's what made her cause this particular sound. That's what caused her to go down. That's what caused this. That soup made her fall."
You are
at this point.
You're in the eye of the storm of moral hazard. Yeah. Like, what are you gonna
Carla
do?
Carla is making me, and I got Irish guilt.
Sure,
as you both know, it doesn't take much to tweak my Irish guilt.
It was probably at a pilot light level anyway when you saw that the soup was in the location. But when Carla started talking, the burner gets turned up.
"Oh, I'm responsible for this woman breaking her leg." Well, she didn't break her leg. She's got her at one point. The last time I saw her, because we did not go back.
Good for you.
The last time I saw her, she had her hands on her knees and she was kind of standing there with her head down. And we moved on.
In pain.
Never to see her again. In pain. Why are you looking at me like that? Well, Why are you giving me that look?
I don't know. I really don't know what you could have done, but what you could have at least made sure is that, hey, what's the severity of this injury?
She looked fine, though.
Right?
Didn't she look fine?
He's such a pain. You're the, well, why?
Well, why? Hey, my wife's an Estee. Can she help in any way?
Perhaps a chemical peel would help.
All right. Something.
All right, we have to take a break.
Something.
All right. Let me mount a defense to this. We will come back and continue this discussion. And I know plenty of people have. I just would like to say before we go to commercial.
Yes,
I am not a monster. Thank you. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hello. This is former politician Arnold Schwarzenegger. When I was a little boy in Austria, I can think back on the Christmas time and me and my papa would sit by the Tannenbaum and talk about the Christmas things. Like the baby Jesus sleeping in the shed and things, and the three smart guys who brought the myrrh and the Kinder with the drum. Pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. We also talked about what Dad called racial purity. Christmas Ultimate Fruitcake made by Grossmutter Oma Schwarzenegger. It tasted better than Schwarzwalder Kirschtorte. But Oma is dead now, and I get so angry because I want fruitcakes. Luckily, TMOS has fruitcakes as good as Oma's, full of the fruit and the spices and things and the chopped nuts. Get to the chopper! You only have until September 30th, so buy them now! Go to michaelmerrishow.com and support this podcast by clicking the banner and stuff. Buy the fruitcakes! Dankeschön.
Thank you, Arnold. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Stamps. postoffice.com.
Ah, yes.
Here's a fact of life. No one has time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages. It's a hassle, man. Which is exactly why you need stamps.com. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts that you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. They can handle it all. That's all.
Oh.
Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier, drop it off in a mailbox. It's that simple. Or a mailbox. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Here's what I want you to know. Right now, our listeners can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com and enter that code TMOS. All right. I just want to this up here.
So to speak.
Yeah. So what were you saying?
I was just saying, you clearly, you.
My leg.
I could see.
My leg.
I know that you care.
Why do I smell noodles?
Carla cared more than I did.
How long before you guys left to find the flank steak?
We lingered, but I mean, we never moved back towards her. We hid over like in a little corner of the end of the aisle. We looked back and she appeared. I cannot even give you a reasonable health assessment.
That's someone's
all I know,
mom, you know.
She was very busy. She was very, very busy. I remembered that part,
yeah.
But at that point, and I did not see the moment where she went down, which I heard. I heard the sound, but I did not hear.
And a white collar crime situation. Like, I don't want to know what happened, because if you tell me, then I know and I'm implicated. You're not implicated.
However, this is the thing that I think you have going in your favor.
Thank you, Rob.
Trying to set a scene of innocence, but you said without prompting, without any direction from this court of law, you said. She was manic. She was distracted.
She was manic.
She was dealing with kids. And you know what?
She was noticeably urgent in her gait. She was flying down.
She's careless.
Legally, you didn't know if it was or was not the soup.
And also legally, no matter what.
It always falls to Costco.
It always falls to Costco. It's their property.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, what?
They can afford it.
What good am I going to do if I went? I think that's the soup that my... But it's the soup they handed out in a
Did you happen to notice, I imagine she was wearing tennis shoes. Did you happen to notice in the tread and some carrot?
No. To the best of my knowledge, Mr. Prosecutor,
yes?
All that spilled was the broth. A little bit of the broth spilled out.
A little broth.
And then he was on the thing. So that's it.
Sodium.
I have no idea whether, it was... But I think it falls on the store, right?
Well, that's why it falls on the floor. That's why they have insurance, Mike.
I don't believe that my son is the first child,
or
adult for that matter. Yes. And by the way, with the way that the blue hairs attack those food stations, you know, that's not the first.
Yeah, on a Saturday especially.
I would say Costco's made for messy eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, it's not fun to go after lunch. It's once you're filled with your tummy is filled. And my tummy's rather large. And, especially when my son's chicken fried rice was like a quarter gone. And I'm looking at it, as Carla mentioned, I'm looking at it like an eagle looking at a rabbit. And Carla, she's now used to doing, she goes, "Do you want it?" And then I do a standard move, which is I point at my stomach and then I look at her like this and I go, "Huh?"
It's like replying with an emoji.
You also don't want food to go to waste.
No, you don't
want food to go. No. Although our refrigerator and our garage now, I'm going to end up with that sound in my garage. I'm going to go out one day and I'm going to hear that when I trip on what has become the most disorganized garage in the history.
Carla! Carla, Jesus,
you've already fallen in the garage.
I know, but that wasn't the fridge.
I've fallen once, Oscar, and now I am. We came back from Maine, and our babysitter, who decided to have, we said, bring the family over, go to our local little community. You're more than welcome to enjoy the pool down there. And what we didn't count on was bringing 600 different big floaty animals that are in there now that are all in fully inflated. And, you know, there's a stretching machine that Carla wants me to get rid of that I have not gotten rid of my pre-core stretcher. And now it's a coat rack. And now it's got, we've got, you know, kids' golf clubs and then the other kids' golf clubs because we've got that. We've got brooms. We've got luggage. It's just, it's, I don't have any
so
room.
Many brooms.
Brooms. Brooms. Squeegees.
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, and I don't have
hey,
any
no
room.
Snow shovels, though.
And I said to her, I said, this garage, mark my words, this garage will kill me one way or the other. It'll kill me like it tried to kill me the last time. I spend more time walking sideways in that garage because I can't get through the tiny little spaces that we have. And the stuff that we have in there is unnecessary. And by the way, you know, and I know people hate it when I say your boy here has 86, all of his golf stuff.
Mm.
It really isn't there anymore. I don't have any clubs. Any extra bags, gone, Dom.
Gone, Dom.
It's gone.
And the golf ball killed him.
And a golf ball killed him. He's dead. I don't know why we reference that on the show every time. But
what about just taking like a knife to all the floaties?
I did to one. I did that when I
What kind of floaty was it?
It was a giant raft. It was like what you would see on the back of the Titanic, only cartoon size.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an inner tube, right?
Okay, yeah.
Like you've got one of those big inner tubes, but it had like, you know, seahorses on it or some bullshit like that that it had.
So you tripped on it and then stabbed it.
I got a screwdriver and I shredded the mother and put it right into the
Was the screwdriver because it was handy? It was out there?
Yeah, it was sitting on top of a toolkit.
You know what it was? A crime of passion.
Rage.
Yeah. It was.
It was loose. It was loose and it's gone. There are now two others up there, plus our stuff.
Yeah.
Beach supplies that stay out there.
You go to the
You don't go to the beach that often.
Carla and her mom go to the beach. I don't go to the beach.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't go to the beach down here. And I try to tell Carla, I say, if you take Michael to the beach, you know, seriously, if you take him to the beach and you put him in that water, you might as well, you know, after I'm done in the morning, tell me not to flush and just stick his leg in there. Because that's the kind of water that you're putting his body in.
Oh, bad water.
Go up the coast an hour and a half. Go up the coast an hour and a half. It'll be fine. And by the way, after watching 60 Minutes, there is truly a chance I may never go in the water again. Did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
No.
I did. The last segment, did you see the great white shark? Like a foot and a half off the beach at Cape Cod? It was terrifying.
There's something going on, and no one can really explain it. The amount of shark bites and attacks up and down the coast.
They're getting closer and closer and closer. And they had this great shot on 60 Minutes where you see this. It looked like it'd be like an 11-foot great
massive,
white.
Massive.
And then the camera like pans out, and you see it's 4 feet offshore.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's in enough water where you'd be up to your maybe mid-thigh. Right, and it's a great white.
My brother,
the Kintners should definitely cancel their plans.
My brother said that this past summer they didn't even go in the water at all.
It's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
And then of course they say with the amount of attacks, the probabilities. I don't like the idea of swimming in a location where I am a probability.
Well, the water's also cold.
I don't like the fact that they've had enough attacks that they can drop some sort of graph where they can have probability. That's not okay.
We protect creatures, and then we have to deal with them. I think, now there's another part of me that thinks it's kind of cool, because if you're in a boat and you happen to see one, that would be super cool. I've never been a big swim in the ocean guy anyway.
But,
I always been a little creeped
Martin,
out by it. That's what
my kids were on that beach too.
Rob goes right back to Jaws. You've seen Jaws 550
more times than I care to
I was
mention.
Blown away when we went to Martha's Vineyard, which I never really, because I'm a rube, didn't put two and two together. We're like, this is where
Amity.
Yeah, this we were in the town. There's like, this is where it is. This
Amity
is where it
means
happens.
Friendship.
Yeah.
But now, you know, it's funny, when they made Jaws, there was not the danger of great white sharks off the coast.
As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, Jaws was based on an attack from the 30s, and nothing had really happened
nothing
in the 40 years
because,
between. Yeah.
Or do we really even know? Because now they track them a lot better. So
the other attraction in Martha's Vineyards is what? Chappaquiddick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also great.
And by the way, and Cape Cod, where your sister has a place, your sister-in-law and your brother.
Yeah.
It is truly a mecca.
Oh, these, yeah.
Because the SEALs have come back there,
oh.
too.
Oh,
the SEALs
yeah.
are there, and that's mm. their, as somebody said, this is their restaurant. Which yeah. is like, well, let's go swimming, kids. That's it.
A scratch kitchen.
Anyway. Yeah.
A scratch kitchen.
SEALs scratch kitchen. Rob Spiewak went to Oktoberfest with Twitch over the weekend. And so he's back in Virginia now?
He's still looking. Still looking for a job.
He's looking for a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. We're going to find out all about that and find out just how much beer you consume this particular weekend when we come back on the Michael Merritt.
I never thought I'd give a hoot about a cake that's filled with fruit. But suddenly I've a tune to toot and maybe some bonus loot. 'Cause I want a golden ticket. It's ours, Charlie. I think that Mike O'Mara's one swell guy. Lux auto cherries, Charlie. Who would have thought TMOS could ship a cake to my address? 'Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done. But it can be done. I never had a treat so fine from an old Spiewak recipe. A studio tour will soon be mine and a trip to DC. 'Cause I want a golden ticket. I want a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance in this sweepstakes. Thanks to a golden ticket packed in Rob's fruitcake.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Brooklyn. And you spend a third of your life in sheets, don't you?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah, you
Come
do.
On.
Yeah, you do.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey. Hey.
Don't you want it to be insanely comfortable? Of course you do. So, when you sleep, sleep well. Sleep on hotel-quality sheets that don't cost an arm and a leg, but they sure feel like it.
Yeah.
Go to brooklinen.com, the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. There's such a difference. We got, like, the good sheets, which are the Brooklinen sheets, and
yeah.
we've got the not good sheets.
And you know. Like,
and
you
and
know.
And I'll say, you know, I know when I get into the non-Brooklinen sheets, I'll just get in and be like, Carla? What's that on? Carla, can we wear the Brooklinen sheets? Come on. Can you get those? Please. There is a difference. There's a difference in bedding, and Brooklinen's got them. We're so happy to have them as an advertiser. They have over 35,000 five-star reviews. They deserve it. More than any other online bedding company, over 500,000 happy sleepers and counting. My Brooklinen sheets are the most comfortable I've ever slept on. Their towels have turned my bathroom into a spa. Spa. I couldn't
spa.
Recommend them more for friends, family, or treating yourself to the upgrade you deserve. Brooklinen.com giving an exclusive offer just for our listeners. Get 10% off and free shipping when you use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen's so confident that all their sheets, comforters, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code TMOS at Brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code TMOS. Brooklinen, these are the best sheets ever, and we thank you. So, you rendezvoused with Mark Riddell.
Yeah, he's actually a really fun guy to hang out with, and we've gone out a couple times together. He's a
big fan of the show, and he worked for us for a short time.
And a nice fella, and he gives me a text a few weeks ago. He says, Lovettsville Oktoberfest is coming up.
Ooh.
And I've never been. I've heard about it because I've got family in Lovettsville. Now, Lovettsville is in Loudoun County, which is my county, but further out, much further out. It's the kind of place that...
How big is your county?
Loudoun County is pretty big because it encompasses mountains as well. It goes out to the Blue Ridge.
Okay.
You boys never did an Oktoberfest? You and Chad never did Oktoberfest?
Yeah, yes. I think the first one, at least I ever did with Chad, was in Phoenix.
Or was that Brewfest?
Was Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never was, when I was there, I don't remember an Oktoberfest.
Well, it's grown and exponentially because my, I do have family that's lived out there for 30 years, and they remember when it was like, seriously, just townsfolk would come and get together. Now it's two big tents and sponsors and vendors and the whole deal. But the thing that surprised me the most is that,
ladies and gentlemen,
okay. Let's pause for this.
What surprised me is they actually brought in Hofbrauhaus beer by the keg.
from the Hofbrau House.
Ooh,
oh, that's cool. All right, there we go.
And I mean, I was excited to go there and just see the people and see what was going on and hang out and have a good time under the tent.
Oh, see, but it's American Hofbrau House, right?
No, the real deal. Because you remember when
from Germany?
Well, you remember we had Hofbrau House beer in Pittsburgh. I imagine it's from the Pittsburgh
Hofbrau House. Did we like
it, though? We adored it. Because they brought, I believe they
said, all pretty hammered.
You don't know anything about food. You got chicken tenders at the Hofbrau House. Yeah, and that's a fact.
It's a quick and easy meal.
Yeah. Because that's what you want is quick and eat the German kitchen. Was this chicken tenders? What's that? Makes the chicken tenders?
So how loaded did you get with Twitch?
We were there from probably 1 until 9 p.m. track of all the, you see what you buy a beer ticket and then the beer ticket is converted into a beer. The first thing that I noticed is that I was horribly left out because I did not have a fancy mug. So I bought myself an Oktoberfest mug.
How much is that, Ron?
It was $30. But it's beautiful. Beautiful. Copper engraved.
Was that copper thing?
Yeah, it was pretty, wasn't it? Pretty.
Well, it wasn't that massive. It wasn't a stein.
$30.
No, I think it was probably 20 ounces, but the beers they were pouring were 16. So the beers were $7. The tickets were $7. But you know what? For a Hofbrau House beer, not that bad. I don't think I had any more.
If you brought like enough tickets, was there any discount?
There's no discount. No, it was $7. $7 would get you.
What about with the mug discount?
There was no. Well, the mug discount was free soft drinks all day.
Oh, they didn't get that.
Yeah, but I'm not really interested. I think I probably had.
$7 a beer?
Yeah, I think I probably spent about $70 on beer.
So that's 10.
That's 10 over maybe 12. I don't know. I know that I left with one extra ticket that I gave to a young fellow that had already had a beer. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to be needing this. Enjoy.
What about this?
Yeah.
There's a dynamic with friends that happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's right and some of it's wrong.
Sometimes
someone's like, yeah, I'll get this round. You get the next round. I'll get this round. I'll get the next round. What's the dynamic between you and Twitch?
I bought all his beer as well. And,
oh,
and then
that's sweet of you.
He bought the big pretzels.
That's really nice.
So they had the pretzels that are literally as big as your head. So we got pretzels, and I don't remember who paid for dinner, but somebody did. It was either him or me.
Did you have a German dinner?
Oh, it was great. They had long
Wiener Schnitzel.
They had that. I went with brats with kraut. A big brat on a roll. It was really good.
So, I mean,
good.
How would you rate it? Was the
Oktoberfest
pretty good?
Sensational. It was.
I mean, I'd go to that. I wouldn't go to like the Renaissance Festival, but I'd definitely.
Oh, it's
go
so much more fun than
pure Oktoberfest with tents and beer.
It is so different than the Ren Faire, and here's why. Everyone is there to have a good time, and it is the weird instance where the size of the venue, the town of Lovettsville, was perfect for the size of the crowd.
That sounds like
fun. The lines weren't too bad. There were some lines, but they weren't too bad. And, you know, it was a great feeling once we got our way.
Are they running it this coming weekend, too?
No, it's just one weekend a year. One weekend a year.
Then they cheated us. They did it in September.
Well, no, it's supposed to be in September.
It is?
Yeah, October.
Why do they call it Oktoberfest?
I can't tell you that. I know that it celebrates the marriage of King Ludwig. That's what I know, and it's usually
he
in
had
September.
Some castles.
Oh, he was wicked with castles.
What at? How attractive was the crowd there?
You know what? Let me start with the less exciting portion of that question because I'll take it in two parts. It was a hot day in Lovettsville, and I was shocked at how many people really were wearing lederhosen. Men in leather pants, and I can only imagine the swamp
too
ass.
Chinky.
Oh my God! Can you imagine 10 hours in the
did
heat?
You smell any BO when you were out there?
No, because it's all open air. I think that
all right, that doesn't matter. I mean, I've been to the Renaissance Festival.
I can guess.
And met one of those British kings who smelled like seriously, who smelled like a used piece of toilet paper.
I can only guess that in the evening when the lederhosen was peeled off, that would be the bad time to be.
Yeah, especially in the nooks and crannies.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah. It's not
all right, so,
but
so
the good
were
part,
there, yeah?
Lots of women in dirndls.
What are dirndls?
The traditional sort of Bavarian dress with the
but
the
that
corset.
Is,
mm-hmm. It
yeah,
was good.
Be honest.
It was
be
good.
Honest,
I would say 75 to 85% strong on the dirndl game. The
really?
Crowd skewed younger. Yeah, it was
were
nice.
Were they employees?
No,
or were
they're
just
people
out there having fun.
People just hanging out and drinking and eating and having a good time. They had a big German Oompa band during the afternoon and the Alpine dancers. And maybe it's me, and I know that they're aging out. But when I see a really old guy in authentic German wear, I really kind of wonder what side he's on because he could.
He could go way back. I don't know if he was way back or not. They had an 80s band that night, and I did get one.
I watched the Amazon Prime movie of the capture of Adolf Eichmann over the weekend. So, I get that.
And a lot of the older people doing the dancing and looking very serious about it. The one bad look I got is they had two big tents. One had like more rock music. One had the traditional music.
Okay.
And then connecting them, lines and lines of vendors. So if you wanted to buy something carved of wood or something made of crystals, they had all that. And one of the vendors was, they were selling used books. And I said hello, and they said hello. I said, how has business been? They said, we've been selling pretty good. I said, yeah, people are stocking up for the burning later on tonight.
He made a Nazi joke.
Yeah.
Did it go over?
It did not. It did not play.
Well, at least you didn't say Mein Kampf.
I didn't. No, like I didn't that, say that.
Tomorrow, we will get another Boys Weekend, which... Mama Santana was visited.
The whole clan.
And Oscar experienced some culture as well, which you're going to want to hear about.
Just remember the motto of Oktoberfest, Mike. Don't bring up the war.
What's the book burning? Nazi joke. You into it. My God. Sloppy, giggling.
Hot.
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Cookies are cute and candy is dandy, but fruitcakes are the best treat to have for the holidays. Celebrate the joy of the season with a genuine Spiwak family fruitcake through TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Even if you're a savage beast or the most docile of cats that roam through Georgetown, these delicacies are sure to bring joy. Click the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com and choose from either the deluxe package or the super premium fruitcake package. Your purchases support the mission of the Mike O'Meara Show, bringing joy and laughter to those that get it. You better hurry, this offer ends on September 30th, and it won't be extended one day later. I'm looking at you, Dowager Countess. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Order today, because times are fleeting, and unlike the Queen, they won't be around forever.
Thank you, British lady.
Lady!
Is that like a synthetic voice, or is that...
I think it is. I think it comes from the computer. But I love it when he puts it against the Downton Abbey music. It works somehow.
It works very well. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Listen to some amazing numbers from Cornerstone. At this very moment, we have $6.3 trillion in tappable home equity in the United States. That's the highest amount of tappable equity ever. So the time has come to tap it.
Tap it!
Tap it! Tap it real good. Plus... rates are at their lowest level in 3 years, so almost every homeowner in the country can benefit from a refi right now, but you need to call Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone will guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Some restrictions apply, but if you're in the market for a refi or a new mortgage, or you need to take out some money or eliminate PMI, do yourself a favor and call Cornerstone to go over your specific situations and options. All credit types considered, Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website or visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing, ladies and gentlemen. And they also live in our building right
there. They do. They're good folks.
First floor. Hi to all the good people at Cornerstone.
News.
Felicity Huffman's daughter will be allowed to retake the SAT test. After her actress mother paid to have her scores doctored the last time she took the exam, according to a new report. The former Desperate Housewives star, her daughter, with fellow actor William H. Macy, Sophia Grace Macy, she wants to apply to universities and has been authorized to take the SATs again. The College Board, which administers the exam, has determined that there's no evidence Sophia knew her mother had an SAT exam proctor correct her wrong answers as part of the nationwide admissions scandal. For my money, if this girl has any activity between those, I would put her in a room with a tutor and have her bust her ass for a week and a half. And have her, because how big a story would that be if the young lady went in and killed
and
it
nailed
on
it,
her own, right?
Maybe go to two sessions of the Princeton Review.
It would be great to see it, right?
Yeah,
and by
it.
The way, I don't know Felicity Huffman's daughter. She didn't get as much publicity as the Olivia Jade. Is that the
other? She's not an influencer like the other one is.
An influencer. Those girls aren't going to be able to do it.
No.
Oh, no,
I guarantee you that. But this one, I'm not sure about. So,
well, the other one always breaks out laughing every time they use the phrase number two pencil.
She thought number two. Although Sophia wasn't implicated in the crime, there would only have been a 6-month suspension from sitting for the exam if she had been. So even if she had known about it, she would have been okay with that. So we'll see what happens. This guy.
Which guy?
Who?
Jim Belushi.
Still?
Anybody wondering about Jim Belushi? Have you thought about Jim Belushi
last 10 years? K-9.
Yeah.
Great
That's
film.
How long ago it was. Jim is a cannabis grower in Oregon these days. That's what he's doing. And this weekend, he threw his third harvest party at his farm in the southern part of the state. He came down here and opened up a bar for like an hour that was in this massive building with Belushi's Comedy Club that went belly up.
The word Jim much smaller than the word Belushi in all the press?
He's just, I don't know. One of the people who showed up at his harvest party was Dan Aykroyd.
Of course.
Who was there to help Jim announce that he was releasing a Blues Brothers strain of pot. God almighty.
Well, you know, and then Aykroyd is still selling his Crystal
vodka.
Skull vodka.
Right.
But they're forever married because that Blues Brothers is still a marketable thing. So they've got to be allied with each other. I'm sorry to say it, but...
They perform. They raise money for a disabled blues musician, $54,000, so that's good. Mm-hmm. The event was filmed and will likely be part of an upcoming series about Jim's cannabis farm. There's no word on a title, launch date, or network.
Oh, Mike, actually, I do have the title. It's called Suck.
Jim Belushi, ladies and gentlemen. Christie Brinkley cordially invited Wendy Williams to sit on it Friday when she posted an Instagram slideshow of the bruised arm and dislocated wrist she got while rehearsing for Dancing with the Stars. She also posted pictures of her stay in the hospital and some x-rays showing that she needed a metal plate to repair the damage. All true, all honest, and the picture of her wrist, that is a dislocated wrist. It looked like it. It looked nasty. She fell and hurt her arm before getting into the dance for the judges. She was replaced by her daughter, and Wendy Williams said she was faking the whole thing.
Okay, but we all could have bought into that narrative.
Yeah.
And I bought
into
it as well.
About her faking it?
Yes.
It seemed a little too convenient.
Of course we
could. It seemed awfully convenient.
The video looked like, imagine this, and I know this is crazy. Christie Brinkley's walking through Costco. And she slips on some chicken noodle soup.
Stop it.
Do you have it? Do you have it? Or did you lose it already? I know you got your audio vault coming out. Do you have it, Fleet of Foot, or is it too late?
And then you look. You're like,
Christie Brinkley rehearsing for Dancing with the Stars. There she goes. And she's down.
What would Bergeron say?
And she's down. That wrist looks problematic on Dancing with the Stars. We'll see what happens with that. Today is National Ask a Stupid Question Day. Yay! Some teachers shared the dumbest questions they ever heard. Here are some highlights. I'll give you the top seven. Number seven, where is the Great Wall of China?
Oh, my God.
Number six, if you're sterile, can you pass that on to your children?
That's great.
Number five, is breast milk 1% or 2%? Number four, if there is a speed of light, what's the speed of dark? Number three, what are those pyramid-shaped things in Egypt called? Number two, can you get from America to Africa on a jet ski?
That's a good question.
My God.
And I hold in my hand the number one question.
The number one?
For these stupid questions. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, are bears still real? There you go. National stupid question.
That reminded me of Brad and I. My buddy Brad and I were kicked out and barred from a Facebook group about growing up in the city of Vienna because we'd post questions. And one of the questions, Maple Avenue is the main drag in Vienna. And I posted it, and we're back and forth. I said, what was the name of that main street down the middle of the road, the town that had the maple trees on it? And everyone was going, Maple Avenue. And we both kept saying, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. And they just
to screw with
just
people.
To screw, and they kicked us out. I loved it, yeah. But that reminded me of the pyramid question.
Very, very exciting. According to a new survey, 46% of people say they wish smartphones had never been invented because of how they're affecting us. One of the main ways they've ruined us, we have a lot of trouble relaxing. The average millennial relaxes for less than an hour a day, and older people relax for less than 90 minutes a day. And the main reasons are all of the alerts, messages, news, and notifications our phones are blasting at us, and our inability to ignore them. So we're a slave to our devices. I don't know. I kind of think it's more convenient than it is a hassle. What do you?
I think it's brought a lot to us. I mean, it allows you to stay connected and stuff like that. You have to proctor it yourself, though.
But it's also hurt people's ability to communicate in firsthand. Like if you're not texting or emailing,
right?
Yeah,
you don't know how to talk to people.
I think it was fine up until the iPhone X.
That ruined it.
Yeah, now it sucks.
Now it sucks
so much. I hate it. And finally, a 59-year-old guy near Dallas. His name, Billy Bob Hall.
What's the name?
Billy Bob Hall.
BBH.
He recently decided to turn himself into police for violating his parole, but he was nervous about going back to jail, so he decided to get drunk before he did it. He chugged 7 Budweisers to help build up some courage. Then he went to the police station, but when he showed up, it turned out the cops weren't looking for him. It's not clear why he thought he'd violated his parole, but there weren't any warrants out, so they wound up, they'd have to let him go.
Right.
Except that he was so drunk at that point, they determined he was a danger to himself and others and arrested him for public intoxication, which is a violation of his parole. And now he's back in jail. Oh, Billy Bob, the slack-jawed yokel. There he is.
Yes, sir. I'm going back to the big house.
He probably wanted to go to jail, right?
Oh, yeah, see his family.
He missed it.
Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Fruitcake time. It's back again, folks. TMOS Fruitcake Futures 2019. Your once in a year chance. Once in a year? You mean once a year?
Once a year, dipshit.
Your once-a-year chance to snag a signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake. That's right. He signs them. Get ready to place your order for the taste of the holidays. They even taste better than you remember them. 2 big ways to purchase and support TMOS, including deluxe packaging and an exclusive new collectible. And more. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The holidays start right now.
Put it in my mouth. Street. That... I won't have to listen to that for another year.
Put it in the back.
The fruitcake final moments, you can purchase GMO's fruitcake. Midnight Eastern tonight, that's the cutoff, and still, you wait. Why do you wait?
Why?
Don't wait.
Why? Why must you be the president of the procrastinators? Tell me that. Why? Why do you start your Christmas shopping on December 24th? Why do you begin your science fair project the night before the judging? Why do you start thawing your turkey during the parade? Why do you start your taxes on April 14th? Why is that your thing? You think you're special? Well, you ain't. Not by a long shot, boyo.
Boy.
There's nothing keen or notable about you. Yo. You suck.
Oh, dear.
No second chance. No exceptions. You're not special. No matter how much you beg and plead, at 12:01 tonight, no dice. Anyway. No second chances. No exceptions. You're not special. It's not too late, so don't... There's all this stuff in here. All right, I'm sorry. Get a fruitcake.
Buy it.
You get the gist.
Yeah, please.
You get the gist of it. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Monday, September 30th, 2019. The last day you can buy a fruitcake.
Mike, let's hear it for him. Your Washington Redskins.
Is he fired yet?
No.
Nothing as of yet. But he did give a... wonderful press conference yesterday in which he looks forward, I'm sure, to playing the Patriots. I don't know who's the favorite in that
Mike,
game
you
yet.
Should be happy for many reasons. Your Giants win.
Yes.
I like the Giants. Right? I'm a big Giants fan.
You beat us on that string
game. In the picks?
Well, because we were both Redskins picks as far as...
Yeah, I beat you on that game.
On that game. You beat us on that game.
Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the commissioner will
come in. Because tomorrow technically is when we do it.
But you beat us in the picks for that game.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Here's Mr. Sunshine,
I think I sucked in the rest of the
picture. No. I reviewed yesterday. I took a whole glance around, I would say, 10 p.m.
Right?
That
I did not, so there, I have no idea.
There is someone in this room, someone.
Yes?
That outkicked their coverage.
I know it's got to be Rob. It's got to be Rob.
I can't tell you who it is.
I don't think it is me.
We'll see tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. Yeah, we will. We'll wait till tomorrow.
All right. Let's hear Mr. Sunshine. Here's Jay Gruden after the loss. I believe, was it 28-3?
It was terrible.
It was not great.
Terrible.
Well, we're 0-4, and you got two options. You know, you can hang your head, feel sorry for yourself. You come out and battle your ass off next week, which I know we will. We'll come out and compete and battle. You know, it's unfortunate. Nobody saw this coming, the start of the season like this. I sure didn't, but here we are. So reality has set in.
Like, no one saw it coming. Yeah, nobody.
Didn't see it coming at all.
No.
Yeah. Would it be cool
if you picked up Antonio Brown?
You know,
am I the only one who thinks they can run the table?
But also throwing the new guy, the rookie in, and the rookie wasn't ready.
Right.
No. And they said that.
They sacrificed. You know, that was risky.
Yeah.
It was at first, look, he makes a couple completions. You're like, oh my God, this is it. Then interception, terrible. It's over. Goodbye.
It's right. Your best friend is the biggest Redskin fan I know.
Yes.
He is. How is he? Is he still carrying the torch?
He is. He's taking some comfort in his college football right now because he's doing better with that. But Brad is, he enjoys watching the victory as well as the loss. And his new thing, and I love when he does, when he'll post time of death on Sunday afternoon, the time when they actually lost the game. And you know what? I think as long as he has a rooting interest, I think he's invested. That's fine. All right, Mike, what is wrong with pop music? I can't even explain this one.
Well, look, when you're 60, you're not, you're no longer, I don't have a right to
go. No, but here's the deal. Yeah. By definition, it's popular, pop music.
Right.
So you should at least be able to understand. But I don't get, first of all, the song Black Betty by Ram Jam from the 1970s, fine song, right? But Pitbull grabs it, turns it into a song called Get Ready, and who's the guest artist on it? Blake Shelton?
Mm.
So you have 70s, like, power, rock, blues, country, right. and...
Maybe they'll surprise me.
I don't know.
Oh, well, let's get to the hook.
No hook. Occasionally, I make the call. Oscar, I make the call occasionally. No hook.
I love when you just say no hook.
No hook.
No hook. No hook.
Play it again. Play it once again. Louder. Now shake that thing. Shake that thing. Work that thing. Work that. Drop that
thing. Drop that. Put your hands up. No hook.
Like Dennis Murphy. No hook.
Wow. Wow.
That was dark.
That was dark.
Boy, that's bad.
Hi, Dennis.
Wow.
And now another edition of celebrities. They're just like us. Garth Brooks got to go to a concert.
Mm.
Now, he's performed in many concerts.
Oh, he sold out stadium.
Loves his fans.
Likes his wife. His wife's a great cook.
Yes. So anyway, he goes to a concert. Bruno Mars. And he cried. Do you know why?
Why?
Because he was part of the moment.
The crazy thing was, with Bruno Mars, it was the first time ever in my life, I got to put the light on my phone and sing. And I cried like a baby the whole time I did it, because I'm thinking, wow, this is what they're feeling?
This is what they're feeling? This is what they feel when they're at my concert? He's just so regular.
That is so... What is that called? There's a name for that. Oh my God! When you like make yourself, it's you make yourself. It's self-aggrandizing, but it makes you sound like you're common.
Yeah, you know,
The false humility.
Yes. What is it? There's a term.
Humble brag.
Humble brag.
Yes. Thank you.
Play it again. It is the textbook example of a humble brag.
The crazy thing was, with Bruno Mars, it's the first time ever in my life I got to put the light on my phone and sing. And I cried like a baby the whole time I did it, because I'm thinking, wow, this is what they're feeling?
This is what they feel?
It's what those people?
Yeah. You know,
I went down into the peasants.
Remember when I get on stage and pretend to like country music because actually I want to be in Kiss, but I couldn't sell myself as a rock singer, although I tried, and I get up there and I put on the biggest hat and I play the loudest country music? This is what they feel.
It's a humble brag. And by the way, at least he picked a good concert to go to. Yeah, I'd go to that concert.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then he retired again. Probably then came back.
Took his kids.
And then his kids were now 62 years old. Okay. Now, folks, a lot of good feedback on Saturday Night Live this weekend. But remember, I tell you this every year, the season premiere is always good because they have 5 months to write it.
Yeah.
If they can do another one in a week, I'm all in.
Okay.
But we shall see. But I thought it was very good. They did all the things you expected to do. Great political climate for them to do an episode. Woody Harrelson was the host.
Can I interject here as far as I don't watch Saturday Night Live. I don't even DVR it. I will look at clips on YouTube of Saturday Night Live to see if there's anything worthwhile. And when I do that, I'll occasionally go back. Sweaty Balls gets a lot of credit as being one of the best sketches in a very long time. One of the second best ones that I laughed out loud and I still think is the game show Meet Your Second Wife,
yes,
which I think is one of the best Tina Fey, Amy Poehler sketches I have ever seen. And that's the one where they have the little girls come out. That is so goddamn funny.
They tend to really do well. They do well with the game show format. They are very good at parodying game shows.
This one of the best. This was just beautiful from start to finish. It had an ending and everything.
If you check the clips out, I actually stayed with the musical guest this week. Billie Eilish did a very, very cool performance where they did a camera trick where it looks like she's walking on the ceiling.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing stuff. So it was a good episode. But my favorite moment was a screw up, and it was a genuine screw up. They were doing a parody of Meet the Press, where they're doing flashback to predictions before the election. So there was a lot of fast costume changes. And at one point they came back and the costume lady is putting a robe on Amy Bryant. I mean, she should not be on the stage at all. And it's such an obvious glaring error. We'll close with this. As they close the sketch, Amy Bryant and Cecily Strong, both very funny, cannot get their laughter under control. And to me, this is a real genuine one, a real genuine breakup.
Okay.
I like this. They're just trying to finish the sketch and they cannot.
That you were onto something back then. I believe that the arc of the moral universe is wrong, but it bends towards justice.
Hear, hear.
Well said, Denise.
Yes. Well said indeed. He gonna win again.
Okay, he's got a commercial. Go to commercial.
I love he just ends with go to commercial. And if you DVR it, watch it, because chances are when they rerun this episode, they'll use the dress. You'll use the dress rehearsal and they'll replace that. So make sure you grab it if you can. That's your Magic Audio Vault, everybody. Have a great Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. We got to get out of here. Remember, today is the last day to buy a fruitcake. We would appreciate the support. And for all of you, we meant what we said at the beginning. Thank you for all of your love, including Oscar's favorite person.
SDM.
There we go.
That's nice.
For Oscar Santana, Rob Spivak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
If I thought you were my friend, I just don't think I could bear it.
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Bow to your sun's sake. Bow to your sun's sake!